Digital und real. Digitale Begegnungen von echten Menschen mit dem echten Gott.
Herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Episode von Digital und Real, dem Podcast der Region Digital bei der Allianz Mission. Und heute grüße ich euch vom European Leadership Forum, ein Treffen von knapp 900 Leitern aus ganz Europa und möchte euch mit reinnehmen in ein Gespräch mit einem Podcaster aus der Slowakei. Jancy Marek, welcome to the podcast.
Hallo.
Jancy, it's great to meet you here. And we just had a session where you were explaining a lot about online evangelism. And one thing you started off regarding this topic was that you pointed out that pre-COVID, online church was barely on the radar. What changed for you and for the Slovak church during the pandemic?
Suddenly we had all the reasons to use the online tools, as many successful companies did as well. So you have the Uber Foods or Walt or Netflix or Zoom. Those are people who realize that the world is changing, that people are right now stuck in their homes, and the only way how they can meet or work or do business together is through the like the cable, data cables. Mm-hmm. And we as a church, we have many IT guys, so mm-hmm. we love to use the technologies, and we were on board. We realized, okay, this is now the time to explore this technological opportunity, and we did all kinds of things.
Yeah, we'll get into that deeper. One thing you said that struck me was you said that internet isn't a tool, it's where people live.
Yes.
What implications does it have for how we think about mission?
Yes, so many people could view internet just as a tool, like that's the tool how you get food. You order on internet, or that's the tool how you pay your bills because you use the QR codes and pay for that. But in fact, it's not just the tool, it's a place where people are, which means the stories happen on internet. People get they get hurt on internet. If somebody's bullying them at school through online tools, then it's happening there. People get fall in love on internet. They get inspired on internet. They search their faith on internet. They interact with each other. Yeah. And that's an important distinction, because then it means that the internet is a certain place, a space where church needs to enter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for the insight. Slovakia is, and many places in Europe, becoming more secular. So how do you reach a generation of nuns, how you called them, who are spiritually curious but institutionally detached?
Yes, so internet is the answer. Yes. In a way,
obviously. Okay, obvious answer. Yeah, sorry.
So the nuns are on a rise in Slovakia. People who are not affiliated are currently 25% of people in Slovakia, and the number will grow, but they are still searching for spiritual answers, but they will never probably intentionally enter the church and listen to the sermon. So the gospel needs to be preached not only through pulpit, but through media and opportunities where people are, and everyone is online. Yeah. Even people who never enter a church or wish to enter a church, they are online. So that's my approach, how to talk about faith to the nuns in Slovakia.
So you did start something through COVID a couple of years ago already that really hit the nerve of a lot of people. Zabud Mute Chesti, I don't know if I pronounce it right.
Almost.
Okay. It has become the one of the most popular Christian podcasts in Slovakia. What's your secret sauce?
Secret sauce is consistency.
Consistency, again, yeah.
Consistency, and in our case, it's authenticity.
Yeah.
We're just two pastors talking about faith, life, and asking tough questions and talking about the answers. We talk from the view of psychology, theology, philosophy. And we're one of the things we do is we're friends, and I think you can feel the friendship online or through the podcast. But the consistency is crucial, not to stop.
You'll have to not only get people listening to the podcast, but to build relationships and taking the digital connections also to an offline world. How do you do that?
Yes, so that's one of our core convictions, that we shouldn't only offer a content, but help people restore their relationships. One of the relationships is their relationship with the creator, the God.
Yeah.
But also with the people and the human beings. And the way we can do that, and we do that with the podcast, is that we invite people to meet us and have a lunch with us. Mm-hmm. So a bunch of our listeners do so. They visit our town, we have a burger, we talk, and we try to encourage them and give them some hints where they can find meaningful Christian communities in their towns.
Yeah, very nice. You also mentioned the zero moment of truth. That's the moment when people Google before they make their decisions. May it be what they buy, whom they marry, or where to move. How can the church prepare for that moment?
Publish online content that is a good quality content, and the type of content that the Google would push as an answer to the questions people are asking.
Yeah, very good answer. And when doing online ministry, we're always it's easy to ask for impact in case of likes or views or numbers. In a kingdom view, that's not probably the right way to measure. What would be a helpful way to measure impact?
Yes, so likes are important to have a feedback whether you make a meaningful content. Mm. But the way I want to measure impact is by lives that are being changed. And that's a different task.
Definitely a different task. So we're going to put your podcast as well as your church on the show notes. So everybody, you have to learn a bit Slovakian to understand. Feel free. Or you will be just translating like Mr. Beast, yes. Who we also heard about in many languages. We're going to finish up with a lightning round, quick fire. Just short questions, you short answers.
Okay.
What was the moment you realized God was calling you to do a podcast?
It was just, yeah, I read an article that said that many influencers are going from YouTube to podcast in Slovakia.
Most underrated tool for digital discipleship?
Podcast. Hmm.
Favorite non-Christian influencer who understands digital culture well?
Mr. Beast, yeah, using it.
Most surprising message you've ever received from a listener?
That we, as a podcast, change the direction of life of that listener.
Wow, that's impressive. Okay, we're going to finish up. Third thing, what can our listeners pray for you?
So we would have understanding of what we should do with the podcast, because we are open to close it anytime. Like, we're not addicted to the podcast, but we want to serve God well. So we need wisdom and insight in what to do next.
Okay. And our podcast is always finishing off with the guest having the last word. So I'm already saying goodbye. And for you, the question, what one sentence you want to say to our listeners?
Please share your message online.
Danke für dein Interesse. Digital und Real ist der Podcast der Region Digital von der Allianz Mission. Alle Informationen unter allianzmission.de/regiondigital.